Joe, are you a changed man because of your experience last year, do you think?
Yeah, man. I've been through a lot. I've been through the struggle. So I know how it feels to be at the bottom and just have people against you and just being hated on. And just this year, I feel like during the off season and coming in with these new coaches, starting out fresh, just trying to show them just a new Joe. Coming in, starting off early, just trying to lead the DBs now. Since I've been in the league now for, this is going to be my fourth year. And just me and TJ just trying to take over the whole DB room and take over just the defense with the Quail. Just trying to be a leader and lead by example.
And do you think when Ray says you should be elite, does he think his defense can help that happen?
Oh, exactly, for sure. And with the people that we have in front of us, he's saying, Joe, your job is to cover. That's what you're going to do. What his defense is not really with the secondary. He doesn't do too much talking to us. It's just, y'all know what this coverage is. Get your man. Then it's to the front seven, what kind of blitzes we have going on.
Seems
so,
to be get the quarterback or
get the quarterback or bust, man. And then the people we have up there, I think that's why we just went so hard with getting D linemen and just basically pass rushers, people that can get to the quarterback and make things happen.
Okay, and go ahead.
Norv Turner, I mean, obviously you don't work with Norv, but you hear Norv out there. Mm-hmm. How different is he this year as far as he seems like he really gets into his players on the other side of the ball?
He expects a lot of them, and I like his offense. He attacks deep. He goes up top. And with Josh, with JG, Greg, and with Best, just them players that can make plays with the ball in their hand, I mean, it's really good. And Wheaton has the cannon to throw it out there. He showed it plenty of times, and I just like the way North, he's on top of those dudes, and they respect him so much because he's been there before.
Do you like hearing guys get barked at sometimes?
Oh, for sure. I mean, if they deserve it, definitely. You got to make sure you stay on top of the players. Like, we don't know this whole system yet. We're still trying to get it. Greg, I talk to Greg all the time. He's talking about how it's just so many different formations, so many different calls. And he has to stay on top of the players and make sure they're in their books and know what they're doing.
Somebody was saying that you may or may not know the story that when McFadden first got out here, he was stretching, and Norv was giving him a little, like, we're coming after you, by the way.
He says that to me every day.
Oh, does he?
Yeah,
so
well,
it's not just the rookies?
No. He's like, Joe, we're going to double move you today. I'm like, all right, whatever. He just likes to talk.
How long will it take for McFadden to really, I mean, you've been through it just a couple of years ago. How long will it take for him to kind of assume and take over?
You got to wait till we get to training camp. Right now, we're playing flag football. You're playing touch football out here, and you can't really tell who's doing what because we're trying to keep people off the ground. You're not tackling. You're not playing real ball. This is you're getting the plays. You're getting the field. But when you put them pads on, that shows the real players. This separates a lot because I know from my experience when I was a rookie, I came in here flag football. That's not my thing. My thing is when you get the pads on, you get to touch people. You get to hit people, and that's football.
Hey, a national radio show the other day said that you're ready to become like one of the top three cornerbacks in the NFL. How does that make you feel when you've been on a team that really hasn't won more than five games?
It makes me feel like we're gonna. We haven't won more than five games, and that's just the truest thing you could say. But I feel like with my experiences, what I've been through, what I wanted to do last year, and I had a setback. It's going to be my year.
So
definitely.
It delayed it
a little bit, definitely. But this year is going to be my year. And I just want to bring the team with me. And we have players now. We have the coaches that believe in us. And they always say that, but I really believe in these coaches.
Is that really a big compliment when he says that he compares you, wants you to be like a Patrick Peterson? What does that say to you when he says something like that?
I mean, that's the coach that believes in me. That's the coach that's going to have me guarding number ones. He said that I'm his guy. I'm his corner that he's been looking for, tackling and doing all that. He just needs me to be a leader out there and just, you know what I'm saying, just bring the team with me, bring the DBs with me.
Hey, Joe, from what you've seen so far, what do you think Chris Owens can bring to the secondary?
Oh, he's a little grimy dude, man. I like it. Just in the slot, just tussling with people already when we don't have equipment on. So I just right now it's a lot of just footwork stuff, just making sure you understand the plays. But you'll know a lot more once you get, like I said, when you get those pads on, man. You just can't judge right now. It's too early.